Joel chapter 1, verses 13 to 18. And so the prophet goes on, speaking in the name of God, calling the people to wake up, to be aware of their condition, and now calling them to repentance and returning to the Lord our God. Notice he begins with the priests, the temple, the sacrifices and the offerings and the worship and the assemblies are maybe still going on in some way, but they're broken down. In fact, sacrifices are cut off, grain offerings are cut off. And the reason is, of course, because of such famine. There is no food left. The whole place, the whole country is in ruins. God calls upon this people, verse 14, to declare a holy fast, to call a sacred assembly, to gather together in repentance, and to weep and to wail, to show by their outward actions that they really are repentant, to wake up, to think, to return, to repent, to stop drifting. You see, they have to be told all these things. They have to realize that the temple is in such ruins, that joy and gladness has been cut off from the house of God. And even for themselves, verse 16, has not the food been cut off before our very eyes, even for ourselves, joy and gladness from the house of our God? They have to be told, it seems. The seeds are shriveled beneath the clods, verse 17. They have to be pointed out to them what is staring them in the face. The storehouses are in ruins. The granaries have been broken down. The grain is dried up. The cattle and the herds are grieving and mourning because there's no pasture. There's no moisture for them. They're suffering. But the greater part of all this is that the people seem to be unaware of it. And they're unaware, of course, that verse 15, the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, God's day, will come. Verse 15, it is the day of the Lord Almighty. It is a day of destruction. The day of the Lord is near. So Joel is arguing, God is arguing, from the lesser to the greater. Yeah, the crops are failed. There's drought. The temple is in ruins, really. There's nothing going on. There's no joy and gladness. But this is only the start of troubles. What is coming? The lesser will lead to the greater. What can we say in the days of the gospel, the new covenant? What about the churches today? What about individual believers? What about me? What about you, brother and sister? What about the unbeliever? Let's take the unbeliever. Is it possible the unbeliever can be totally unaware of the desperate state of the heart, their heart, the individual heart, the danger? Death is on the roads. When they see cemeteries, when they see funeral cortes, don't they realize that this day is coming for them? And every day, every hour draws it nearer. They're not ready to meet God, sleepwalking into eternity. Is this really it? Does Joel say this to the unbeliever today? I believe he does. Wake up and repent and return to the Lord God in the name and through the person and merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is salvation in no other. Oh, I plead with you, unbeliever, listening to me now. Don't delay any longer. The day of the Lord is coming, and it will come. And is it a day of judgment and destruction? Prepare to meet your God. What about the churches? What about Revelation 2 and 3? How this is coming home here. Oh, there's much joy and gladness, is there? There's much flippancy and lightness. Oh, for spiritual joy, spiritual gladness in the churches. Oh, for spiritual life. Oh, there's plenty of feasting and fun going on. But over the spiritual, feasting in Christ and the pleasure and delight in God. The individual believer too, the backslider. Do I need to be wakened up? Am I so asleep that I don't realize? May God deal with us each individually and bring us to a sense of our need. And may we close in with God and want the joy of the Lord to return? Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul-refreshing view of Jesus in his word? May God bring back those days. May we return to the Lord. Are we sinning, backsliding, and not knowing it? Are we indifferent to it? Awaken us, O Lord, and bring us to repentance. Repent, declare a fast. Well, it was external in the Old Covenant, but God desires not the rending of the outward garment, but the rending of the heart and the return to the Lord. May God bless this word. We need to repent. We need to seek the Lord now while he may be found, and we need to call upon him. May the Lord return to us. It is the Lord's land, it is the Lord's temple, it is the Lord's people. Not just our joy, not just our gladness, but the name and person of God is at stake. May God arise and bless his word to us. May he speak to us, even as he spoke through Joel those centuries ago. May he speak again to us today in his word. And may we be given the grace to heed his word, to listen to his word, and to act upon his word, and to return to the Lord our God with all our heart. For Christ's sake. Amen.